but such a good movie. And have you been to McDonald's recently? It's Grinch everywhere. Grinch socks. There's the Grinch fries, which are really dirty. Don't eat those. They're not nice. There's all those Grinch things. And boys and girls, you know that movie because, well, it's about the Grinch who tried to steal Christmas. He didn't like Christmas. His heart was small. He didn't like the Christmas joy. So he goes down to Whoville, and he takes all of the presents, all of the food, all of the gifts, everything we love about Christmas, he tries to take away and steal. In a sense, we could say he's a baddie. And yet, boys and girls, the Grinch there is not the first Grinch of Christmas. You see, in the Bible, there is a Grinch. There's a man who doesn't like Christmas and tried to steal the first Christmas. Does anyone know what his name might be? Yeah, even. The devil? No, but that's a good shout. Really good shout. Yeah. King Herod. You see, boys and girls, there were wise men from the east. And they saw a star in the sky, and they followed the star until Jerusalem. And they believed that this star was bringing them to a new king that was born. And they went to Jerusalem, and there was a temple. And of course, because there was a king, they went straight to the temple. And they said, "Where is the king that was born?" And King Herod, he was there, and he was furious. And he said, "There's no king. I am the king. There's no king that's been born." And then the Bible says he said this to the wise man. Let me read it to you. It said this. He said to the wise man, he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." So it's strange, isn't it? Because he's furious that he hears about a king, and then he says, "Find him, bring me word that I may worship him." Do you think he's telling the truth there? No. He's trying to lie because he doesn't want to worship this king. He wants to get rid of him. So the wise men, they go to Bethlehem. They find the baby. They worship the king. They give him three gifts. Does anyone know what the gifts are? Shout them out. Just shout them out. What's the first one? Gold, frankincense, myrrh. They're gifts for a king. And he gives them to the king. They give them to the king, and then they're about to go back to Herod, and yet they get a dream from God. And God speaks to them, and God says to them, "Do not go back to Herod, because he hates Jesus, and he wants to destroy Jesus." So they head back to their home, and they do not go near Herod. And Herod, again, is furious, boys and girls. He's so upset, he's so angry, because he's been tricked. And he makes a decree in the land. And he says that all of the baby boys under 2 years of age are to be killed. And he sends this decree out, and all of the baby boys are killed. And yet, just before he sends this decree out, God appears in a dream to Joseph and Mary and says to them, "You depart and head to Egypt, the neighboring country, because Herod is trying to kill you." You see, Herod wanted to steal Christmas like the Grinch, but he wasn't able to. He wasn't able to stop Christmas. Now, I want to give you three quick reasons why he wasn't able to stop Christmas. And I've got some presents to help us to remember these. So, who wants to open this first one? Okay, all of you. Okay, put your hands down. Okay, first hand up when I say go. Too quick. Hand down, Reuben. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Ooh, that was hard. Alex, I'll give it to you. Okay, open that up. Don't smell it. It's well wrapped, isn't it? What is it? A shin guard. And that does smell. Did you smell it? No. Do you want to smell it? No. It's stinking. There's a bit of sand on it. I don't know why that's there. So, boys and girls, that shin guard, well, it reminds us of, what's a shin guard do? protects you. So I put it in my shins on a Saturday morning when I'm playing in Bemberg, and people try to kick my shins, and they try to hit my ankle, but this shin guard protects me. It protects me. And that's the first reason why Christmas could not be stole by the Grinch that first Christmas. Because God was protecting his son. You see, what did I say happened in the Bible there? What I said was God sent a dream to Joseph and Mary and said, take baby Jesus and take him into Egypt because Herod is trying to kill all the baby boys. God stepped in to protect his son. It's the first reason why Christmas was not stole that first Christmas. Okay, the second one, second present. Hands down again. Okay, after three, two, one. Elizabeth, okay, really small one. You open it up. Maybe hard to open up, just rip it. It's really well wrapped, and I didn't wrap it. There you go. Do you know what that is? A wing? A ring? What sort of ring? Engagement? That's not an engagement ring. No. Engagement rings are a bit more expensive and flashy. Where's it go? Wedding ring. So it's my wedding ring. Put it there for safety. Okay? Boys and girls, see when people get married, like your mummy and daddy, probably many years ago, they exchange rings in the marriage, in the ceremony. And when they exchange rings, when mummy gives the daddy a ring and when daddy gives mummy a ring, they're making promises to one another. Promises to love one another, promises to care for one another, promises to be with one another for the rest of their lives. A wedding ring symbolizes promise. And you see, that is the second reason why Christmas was not stolen. Because of God's promise. You see, earlier in the service, we read from the Bible, from the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 9. And in that chapter, God said that he was going to send a son who would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And it was a prophecy 700 years before Jesus came into the world. And yet God kept his promise. You see, Herod, he tried to steal Christmas. He tried to get rid of Jesus, but he couldn't because God had promised that his son would come into the world. Which goes, it's a reminder to you and me and to everyone here that God keeps his promises. He is faithful. You see, the Bible, it's full of so many promises. So many promises from God. Let me read one to you. It says this in Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Boys and girls, God there is saying to you, he's saying to all of us that if we are his children, he will help us in anything we go through in life. There's another passage in Hebrews 13, verse 5, and it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's a promise from God that wherever you go, and no matter how lonely you are, even in school, no matter what you go through, God is with you there. He keeps his promises because he is faithful to his word. So the first reason, what was it? Why could the Grinch not steal Christmas? What's the P word? Protection. God was protecting him. The second word? Promise. God had promised, so his word will not fail. But the third one and the last one is, who wants to open this? Hands down. Three, two, one, go. Albert. Okay, you open this up. That's a bit easier to open. And tell me what it is. We'll say on the front cover. What's it say here? What's it say? Elizabeth, you want to help him? Christmas planner. It actually says the pretty perfect Christmas planner. It's definitely not mine. So what do we have in it? We've got gifts, the plan, budget, the plan, food and drink, the plan, festivities, the plan. There we have Christmas notes. Mom is bringing banana cream pie. David's bringing waffle berry pie. Aaron and Ruth are bringing the ham. Lewis and Sharon are bringing turkey and everything else. It's the plans for Christmas. This is key. This has been in our house for months now, weeks now, because Sharon has been so excited for Christmas. It's a plan. And boys and girls, that's the third reason why the Grinch could not steal Christmas. Because God had planned it. You see, God had planned before the foundation of the world that he would send his son into the world. And his son would come into this world not simply to be born in the manger, but why was he sent into the world? Yeah? To save us from our sins. And he does that not simply by being born in the manger, not simply by growing up into his teenage years or his adult years, but he saves us by doing all that, but also then dying on the cross to remove our sins. See, boys and girls, we need to keep Christmas and Easter together because Jesus was born to die to take away our sins. And Herod, he tried to stop that. He tried to steal that Christmas, but God wouldn't let him because God had a plan that his son was coming into the world to take away sin, to blow up death, to destroy the devil. That's why we celebrate Christmas today. That's why we remember Jesus today, because God would not allow the Grinch to steal Christmas. So today, when you enjoy your food, James, when you all have your, well, you've opened your gifts, you play with your gifts. When Chloe, you're around your family. Tomorrow, when you're on the quad with your granda, Boxing Day. When you're watching the football tomorrow, Reuben. I want you to enjoy all of those things because we love those things about Christmas. But I also want you to remember that the Grinch, Herod, could not steal Christmas. The devil could not prevent Christmas. Why? Because God protected his son. God promised that his son would come. And God had a plan that his son was born to die to save us all from our sins. Let me pray, then we can go back to our seats. Let's all pray. Father, we thank you for this Christmas. We thank you, Lord, for all of the things that we love about it, all of the good times that we have. But we pray, oh God, especially, that you will help us to realize that we celebrate Christmas because you protected your son, because you promised that he would come, and because you had a plan that he was born to die to give us eternal life. So bless us, Lord, all this Christmas, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay.